Welcome to Greg Shear's 2025 Musical Year in Review. 2025 started out with a bang, literally. I rent an office in a church downtown Grand Rapids, and they decided this year that they were going to do a multi-million dollar renovation of the historic church site, which means that my days are filled with sounds like this. And this. As you can imagine, it makes for some pretty interesting songwriting and composing. But I've made it through it. The 2025 also started out with a bang in the sense that on January 1 of 2025, my stepson fell skiing and tore up his knee and spent the next 3 months recovering, and that took a ton of time. But that was followed by me having cataract surgery and then my wife falling while playing roller derby or practicing for roller derby and breaking her ankle. So 2025 has been a year of convalescence. But at times I have to remind myself that it could have been worse.
It could have been worse, but I'm not sure how. We all arrived in a hearse, and they won't let me out. They said it's all up from here, but now I'm not so sure. 'Cause I'm gasping for air, and they're shoveling dirt. It's been a year. It's all up. Are looking up, even though I'm down. I thought I'd had enough when it was just starting out. But it's not so bad, it's also not so great. Maybe I should be sad, but that can probably wait. It's been a year. It's all up from here. I try to see things on the bright side, even when they're looking bleak. What's the point in dramatizing everything? As the crowd dispersed, I realized it was so well rehearsed that nobody cried. But it could have been worse, though I'm not sure why. And even though it still hurts, I'll just give it one time. It's been a year. It's all up.
Construction and injuries notwithstanding, 2025 was actually a pretty good year. For example, it was the 25th anniversary of the Greg Shear songbook. So you can go on gregshear.com and pick up your copy of that in its anniversary edition. Another thing that was a through line with 2025 was commissions. I was working on commission pretty much throughout all of 2025. One of the big projects that I did is a project for the Holland Symphony Orchestra for a series of concerts called Music Unites Us. And I worked with a group called Grupo Supernova, and I did orchestrations of their songs to be played with the Holland Symphony Orchestra. This song is called Lo Mejor de Mi Vida, and it's a beautiful song, and I started this off with an extended introduction in the orchestra. We come to a section I particularly like with a tuba solo. And now we get into an instrumental breakdown, starting with the violins. Now all the basses come in. And then it's a last build into the final chorus. With the band coming back in. Another arrangement I did for this concert was one of their songs called Inevitable Adios, which is a beautiful love song, and I got to use all of my sweeping string sounds and my lush horns. It was great fun to write.
Arrojaré las cenizas. inevitable. Adiós, adiós.
I was also asked to write string arrangements for a number of recordings, arrangements, and concerts. We got a really good recording from Carlos Colon's Prince of Peace. He wrote the arrangement, and then I added the strings to it. The recording just came out just beautifully. This year, the Grand Rapids Musicians Union celebrated their 120th anniversary. And in honor of that, they commissioned me to write a fanfare for a series of concerts they were doing. And the fanfare was to be 120 seconds long. So I had never written a fanfare in any kind of serious way before. And so I did lots of studying of the great fanfares. And in fact, the instrumentation of this fanfare was based on a fanfare that Aaron Copland had written for Grand Rapids a number of years earlier. So that's not daunting at all to have to follow up Aaron Copland in fanfare commissions. In any case, what came out was a piece called Grand Fair, and this is a demo. Dorico playing through Note Performer. So it's not a live performance, but it will give you an idea of what Grand Fair sounded like. In 2025, I spent a lot of time with the music of Wendell Kimbrew. He's a good friend and a great songwriter, and I had a lot of opportunities to write arrangements for him. One of those was three arrangements for the Grand Rapids Christian High School Orchestra, which will be premiered next year. Here are parts of two songs, "O Give Thanks" and "Who Is Like the Lord Our God." So that's the introduction. Now we're going to skip ahead to verse 2.
We were fools in our rebellion, with our hunger, strike of pride. We were sick and growing closer to the death we should have died. Then he heard of our condition, and he called us by our names. And the God of glory took away our shame. We'll give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. We were wandering and lost, and our Father brought us home to a saint.
When I write an arrangement for orchestra and a pop singer, I try to give the orchestra something meaningful to do. So, for example, here, I give the orchestra a solo. Here's one of my favorite parts. The verse talks about sailors in an angry sea, and I get to use lots of word painting.
We were far out on the ocean, making wealth and chasing dreams.
But the waves of great destruction brought us trembling to our knees. And we cried like drunken sailors to the only one who hears. And the God of comfort took away our tears.
We'll give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. We will wander.
I can't wait to hear that one live. I think the high school orchestra players are going to have a ball playing that. In Who Is Like the Lord Our God, I started with a dramatic introduction, just strings, and then it's like the mists part, and then Wendell comes in with the first verse. Skip ahead to verse 2.
Though equal to God in his glory, Christ Jesus became like a slave. He humbled himself in obedience to death and the cross and the grave. Victorious he rose to the highest. In glory the Savior was raised. His name above all names exalted. The heavens and the earth sing his praise. Who is like the Lord our God? Who with glory
And now comes an instrumental verse.
Who is like our God?
Listen to how every section gets a little bit of a solo. It gets tossed around the whole orchestra. Even though much of my year was spent with the serious business of completing commissions for specific ensembles, I did take some time just for some fun projects. In February, once again, I did February Album Writing Month, and I took the opportunity to just write a bunch of little songs that came to mind. And this one is just pure silliness. It's called Tip of the Iceberg.
Valentine, I just can't hide all the passion that I have inside me. It makes me sigh. I don't know why. How do you woo me when you don't even seem to try? Hey, Valentine, I have to confide. I never thought I'd fall for the brainy type. We were friends, and that was grand, and that is all it was when all of this began. I wanted a love that was firm and lasting, and I didn't know if I
was being stupid and just typecasting. And then you showed me that that was just the tip of the iceberg. I don't know, maybe I thought you were cold, but soon my heart was melting, what I thought was frozen. I don't wanna make the point too fine, but sometimes it felt you showed me only 12.5% of the real you. Were you leading me on? Below the surface there was so much more, and I loved what I saw when you showed me the tip of the iceberg. Now that I've seen below the surface, I'm ready to take a dive.
A goofy love song in a pop style might seem miles away from a new setting of the Nicene Creed, but that's the next thing that we're going to hear. And in some ways, there are some similarities. On the one hand, trying to fit iceberg quips into a love song is as difficult as taking a creed, a text that's not written to be lyrics, and trying to turn that into a song. And that's just what I did with this setting of the Nicene Creed. The Nicene Creed is celebrating 1,700 years this year, and a number of organizations are celebrating that fact. And one of those was the Hymn Society, and they used my setting of the Nicene Creed in their summer conference called We Believe. We'll start listening at the third section, the section on the Holy Spirit.
We believe, we believe. Apostolic Church, we acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness.
As always, 2025 was filled with psalms. One of the big things this year was I started a series of albums, of psalm albums. The first one was released in 2025. It's called Arise. And I also wrote 9 new psalm songs. We're going to go through a couple of those right now. The first two I'll play in their entirety. Psalm 29, called The Voice of the Lord, and Psalm 32, called Blessed is the One.
The voice of the Lord is on the waters. The voice of the Lord moves o'er the deep. The voice of the Lord resounds through the sky.
sky thunders across the sea. The voice of the Lord is filled with power. The forests fall down before their king. The voice of the Lord, the fiercest of joy. Of heaven, ascribe to the Lord all the glory and might. Ascribe to the Lord all the splendor of His name, and worship the Lord on high. And worship the Lord on across a desert sky. The earth has become the temple of God. Glory of the people cry. Ascribe to the Lord, all you creatures of heaven. Ascribe to the Lord all the glory and might. Ascribe to the Lord all the splendor of His name, and worship the Lord on high. And worship the Lord on high.
Is the one whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the one whose wrong is recalled no more. Blessed is one, whose spirit is washed from iniquity stained. Oh, when I kept silent, my bones they wasted away. My secrets consumed me, my groaning accompanied my days. The longer I hid, the more weary and weak I became. I longed for relief, but was filled with the heat of my shame. Blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the one whose wrong is recalled no more. And blessed is the one whose spirit is washed from iniquity stain. I finally gave in and confessed the depth of my sin. Trusted your mercy, and God, you forgave me again. Oh, why did I hide from the one who sees sins and hears prayers? The waters may rise, but I'm singing salvation's refrain. Blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the one whose wrong is recalled no more. And blessed is the one whose spirit is washed from iniquity stained. As stubborn as mules, we insist that we find our own way. But we're lost little lambs and too proud to admit that we failed. God's bottomless love will surround those who give Him their trust. Rejoice in the Lord, rely on His mercy and love. Blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the one whose wrong is recalled no more. And blessed is the one whose spirit is washed from iniquity stained. Oh, blessed is the one. Oh,
I especially like the production on those two songs. I'm a real big fan of the combination of an acoustic sound together with some electronics. It just kind of breathes some new life into it. You can hear that on some of Sufjan Stevens' work, like The Age of Odds, which I think is a great album. So in June, I sent out an email to a number of my longtime lyrical collaborators, and the title of the email was 44 More to Go, which was referring to the fact that I had written 106 psalm settings and I had 44 more to go, and I was asking them for help, asking them for settings of psalms that I hadn't yet set. And I got a number of responses, lots of great texts, and one of the first ones was by Doug Gay, a setting of Psalm 32. Ironically, I had just finished the song that I just played, the Psalm 32 setting, and but I wanted to do him a solid. It was a great text, and I thought it needed music, so I set it to music. This one's called When I Kept Silent.
God says I'll teach you the ways you should choose. God says I'll show you the paths you should use. Walk in my wisdom, my joy will be yours. Trust me and follow, my mercy is sure. When I kept silent, I wasted away, burdened by guilt every night, every day. When I acknowledged my sin to the Lord, forgiven, I was restored. I was forgiven, I was restored. I was forgiven.
Another person who responded to my call for new psalm texts was Linda Bonnie Olin. She and I have collaborated a number of times in the past, and she came through again. We'll hear portions of two of those songs, Psalm 72, Hear Our Prayer, and Psalm 64, I Lift My Voice.
Hear our prayer, O Lord our God, for the ones you've called to rule, that your power and your wisdom they may share. As a withered meadow blooms in a sweet gentle rain, may your people grow and flourish in their care. Hear our prayer. We lift them up to you, O Lord our God. We lift them up to you, hear our prayer.
Continue to work with the psalm texts of Michael Morgan. Even though he died in 2022, I believe that these lyrics are great and should continue to reverberate on after his death. So this song is called Glorious Things. It's a setting of Psalm 87. You'll probably remember another hymn based on this psalm called Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. I don't think that we are going to dethrone that one's place in hymnody, but I think this new song is a good addition to it.
Zion, fair and glorious city, sanctuary grand and sure, where God's chosen dwell in splendor, ever sheltered and secure. Glorious things of you are spoken, Jacob's halls no more.
songs of gladness, dancers leap with joy anew. Through the seasons ever-changing, all our springs are found in you. Glorious things of you are spoken, Jacob's halls no more excel. On your holy mount are cherished future heirs of Israel. Glorious things of you are spoken, Jacob's halls no more excel. On your holy mount are cherished future heirs of Israel.
In 2025, I continued my exploration of jazz and the Psalms, more specifically combining those two things, a jazz musical idiom with psalm texts. And so you're going to hear two songs, parts of two songs. The first is Psalm 75. The text was written by Michael Morgan. And then the next one is Psalm 73, You, O God, Are Mine. And that text was written by Linda Bonnie Olin.
O God, your deeds are unsurpassed, no richer grace can earth impart. Your name is near, you hold us fast, your love enfolds each yearning heart. The judgment cup of bitter gall. Let not our bold ambitions take the praise from you who gives us all. O God, your deeds are unsurpassed. Bitter thoughts once filled my mind, yet you held my hand. You, O God, are with me still. You, O God, are mine. You, O God, counsel I rely. All your ways are good. You, O God, will be my guide. You, O God, are mine. You, O God, are ones will be destroyed.
If you like what you hear, keep your eyes open, or your ears open, as it were, for a new album of those jazz psalms. That will be in collaboration with Paul Langford. He is a friend and a fine jazz musician in the Chicago area. I'm not sure if that will be released in 2026 or 2027. But I do know that in 2026, I will be releasing the next in my series of psalm albums. The first was Arise, and the second is called Tears and Joy. Here's one of the songs off of that. I'll just play a little taste of it, because it'll be coming out in weeks.
Arise, O King of grace, arise, and enter to your rest. Lo, your church waits with longing eyes, thus to be known and blessed. Enter with all your glorious train, your spirit.
that the ark did once contain could no such grace afford. O Savior, come, take up your throne. O Savior, dwell with us. O Savior, come, make us your home. O Savior, dwell with us.
Speaking of Paul Langford, Paul has been helping me out this year with some of my jazz songs, making demos. So often what I do when I write a jazz song is then I enter it into a band in a box and it plays back the music, and then I'll sing on top of it if there's singing and that kind of thing. And that is great for a scratch demo, but we wanted to try working together and just kind of seeing how that would work, a collaboration would work. And so he did a series of songs, song demos for me. So here's a short demo of a tune that I wrote actually in 2024 called Silver Bell Blues. I love how that turned out, and I'm really looking forward to working with Paul more in 2026. As I said before, a lot of my demos are made with Band in a Box. It's kind of a, you know, AI jazz band, and I kind of feel cheap creating demos that way. On the other hand, I wouldn't be able to create them any other way cost-effectively. So they're good for first pass. Now, you're going to hear a song called In a Melatonin, and it probably needs some explanation. So first of all, you need to know that Duke Ellington wrote a song called In a Mellow Tone. And as often happens, I get an idea, like a wordplay or whatever, and I just have to write a jazz song on it. And so I was, I think, taking melatonin one night when I was having trouble sleeping, and I thought, In a Melatonin. And so then, of course, I had to write a song based on it. And there are some tips of the hat to the Duke Ellington tune, but mostly this is a jazz song about fighting sleeplessness.
In a melatonin, that's the way it's going. If I don't fall asleep, I'll lose my mind. Counting sheep gets boring. Where's the snooze and snoring? Why am I keeping watch till morning light? I just lie in bed, oh. Like I will spend my whole night ruminating. I've tried wine and warm milk, memory foam and sequel, noise machines, meditation, CBD. Diphenhydramine, benzodiazepine.
like I will spend my whole night ruminating in a mellow tone in. When's the Sandman coming in a mellow tone in?
I'm hoping that Outside Pocket, my jazz group, will be able to record a new album in 2026. I've got a ton of material that's just waiting to be recorded. I did complete a recording last year, in 2025, with my group, the St. Sinner Orchestra. So that is my symphonic rock group. And we recorded an album called One Long Year. Now, this has a storied history. I wrote it in, I think, 2014. All the songs, or most all of the songs, were completed in 2014 during February album writing month. And then I began orchestrating those songs and introducing them into St. Sinner's repertoire. And then we tried to record it in as our second album in 2020. Got halfway through it and the pandemic started. And so we did some of that remotely and then we kind of shut the project down. So this year, we went back into the studio and we did it for real. And I think it turned out just beautifully. Now, I'm going to take a little chance with you. Instead of playing one of the singles, one of the kind of hit songs like Never Perfect or Summer, something like that, I'm going to play you the second to last song on the album. It's kind of funny because it's very epic. It's very artsy. It's not the kind of thing that you would play as a single. But over and over again, people have told me that it's their favorite song on the album. I really like it because I think there's a ton of emotion, and it's just it's an interesting song that does a lot and has a lot of dynamic in it. So if you would lend me your ears, if you've listened this far, then you're a true devotee. So if you would lend me your ears for, I don't know, 5 minutes, I think it is, that this song is. This is a song called All Swept Away. It's a second-to-last song on the album by St. Sinner called One Long Year.
I was born just like you, in water and in cord was cut and I floated away in a strong cold stream of days. The current carried me relentlessly on. I had to learn how to swim before I learned how to walk. In the endless stream of nights and days, flood my memories. Waking to the warmth of the sun on my bed, and the sound of my mother singing in the kitchen, and the muffled vibration of my father's heavy footsteps, and the creak of the oven door, and the smell of bread. Sharp breath drawn from full morning air, laughing at the sunlit smoke exhaling, and the crayon yellow brush that day after day ferried me through each season's changing. Long hours spent pretending to listen to teachers who were as alone and confused as the students, while my thoughts were filled with unanswered questions like a deep still pool. Diving to the bottom, I was pushed away in the undertow with no way to fight its unforgiving power, and no choice but to give in to the will of the water. Let it carry me on, Father. We are all swept. current or destiny. All I know is that this confluence gave meaning to the indifferent flow of my months and years. Our waters wove together in a new life stream. Grew from the two, I could feel my heart beating with the weight of a lifetime of hope and fear. I gave my heart to you, and you gave your heart to me. Seeped into everything. We were possessed by spirits who compelled us to speak the bitter words from which we thought love had freed us, and the acid tongues that our ancestors bequeathed us into the very thing that once revived my thirsty spirit became bitter in my mouth and hateful and weary. Too much water under the bridge, an ocean between us. We could swim for the rest of our lives, but there's no returning.
I'm really proud of that song. There are very few times, I think, as an artist, when you feel like everything came together at one point and you expressed something that you really wanted to say and it wasn't befuddled by technical problems or anything like that. So I appreciate you listening to that. So I ended 2025, like everybody did, with Christmas, and my Christmas was a little bit different this year because I played with the Harkup Orchestra. They do this 200-performer Christmas show. It's kind of a musical review, and so that took up a lot of my December. We also did a Christmas show. St. Sinner and Wendell Kimbrew did a Christmas show, which just turned out beautifully. It was really great, And then I started thinking about 2026. I've got lots of things on the plate. So, for example, my Everlasting to Everlasting, my cantata on the Hallel Psalms, that's in production and should be out within a couple months. On that same album is a recording of The Shadows, which is a tenebrae service for seven cellos. So lots of things on the plate, lots of possibilities. We always feel that way at the beginning of a new year, right? But I will end this podcast, how I ended the year, which is in the last couple days of the year, I wrote this song called Midnight. It was a Midnight Dark and Cold. It is a play or a reworking of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. So thank you so much for listening and enjoy Midnight Dark and Cold.
It was a midnight dark and cold when dazzling light shone down, and angels' voices filled the sky with the most glorious song.
still have hope. We catch a glimpse of dawning light and strain to hear the song. This way.